Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. A lot of times during the show, I will ask David, what's the biggest story today, David, from your news background? And yesterday, what was the biggest story?
Biggest story was the hearing on Capitol Hill featuring Tony Bobulinski, business associate of Hunter Biden, saying in no uncertain terms, yes, I witnessed corruption, that Hunter Biden was selling the brand, and the brand was Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was getting a cut of it.
Yes. We also had a bet between Scott and David whether or not the Today Show or Good Morning America would even cover the story.
Right.
And Scott, you said they probably won't. They'll just ignore it.
Right.
We're like, how could they ignore this? David was saying, well, they'll cover it, but they'll slant it in a way where they really won't tell the truth.
Yeah, I for sure thought they would do that.
All right. Well, more on that in a second. Last night on Fox, they had different clips of Bobulinski's testimony. You know, Hunter Biden was supposed to show up.
Yeah.
He wanted a public hearing. He didn't show up. Bobulinski started this way.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski.
Okay, so he goes ahead and gets rolling and starts in to tell how they were partners.
The American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation. A false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption. It is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. Joe Biden was more than a participant in and a beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates
what?
Such as myself
he said he
to
did.
Further the business. I ask this big question. If there's no evidence of corruption here today, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it?
Who?
Not just slight misrepresentations of fact, but deep untruths about the entire corrupt enterprise.
But there's no proof.
God.
Unfounded.
I know.
But he's laying it out for the people.
Yeah.
Which is probably why it, well, I won't say if it was covered or not today from Legacy Media. More on that in a second.
He was super prepared, by the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, he really was. Well done on his part.
Yes. I mean, he was there. It was part of his business.
But he was really prepared.
Hunter Biden represents, he's a governance expert. That's why Burisma put him on the board. Well, he obviously can't do basic math. The board of Oneida Holdings had 7 votes.
It's his.
Each one of them, Hunter, Jim Biden, James Gillian, Rob Walker, had a single vote. I had 3 votes. I have a master's degree in electrical and nuclear engineering. I think I can do math. I had 3. They had 4. They controlled Oneida Holdings.
They were cutting him out of the business.
So Hunter Biden's representations that I was trying to take the business from them or I didn't know is all a sham and a misrepresentation. He wanted money in his account instantly, and that's why he shook down the Chinese, and they were willing to send him that $5 million because they viewed it as a bribe to the Biden family.
Okay, so that gets a little in deep. $5 million, China, and we've talked about it many times. What was it, just a goodwill gesture? No, it was for influence. I mean, of course, there's all these shell companies. All the members of the Biden family are getting money. Okay? I mean, the story's really unbelievable. And, I mean, you're getting the receipts.
Chairman Yee was dropping $50 million of cash for penthouses in Manhattan. Who you should be asking all these questions are the Department of Justice, the SDNY, the FBI, because they have troves of evidence that back up what was going on. This involved the Chinese Communist Party.
Wow.
They were doing a transaction with Rosneft, which was a Russian-sanctioned U.S. sanctioned company at the time, and the Biden family was right front and center in the middle of it.
Holy mackerel. Where's an honest media at? This should be huge. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And then you had, you know, other people in Congress talking about this, testifying. Is it Ben Donalds?
Byron Donalds.
Byron Donalds. to Florida?
On August 4th, $100,000 is wired into Owasco PC from CEFC infrastructure. On August 14th,
China did.
There is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. We have the deposit reference into Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account.
I want to stop right there. There's no proof.
No wrong.
Am I just learning this for the first time, or have you guys already known that Sarah was in on this?
It's just when you hear someone else tell it instead of reading it, it comes across you different.
It does.
In a way.
Yeah.
There is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for.
Just another coinky dink. It's on and on and on.
Yeah.
The point of bringing this up is it's a huge story. And I mean, if you've paid attention to this, you're like, that family's corrupt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The evidence is there. Now, as far as Good Morning America, well, I'll tell you this. The Today Show did not cover it. They nowhere.
Huh.
Not on there. You remember before when Hunter pulled the big stunt? And sort of shows up at outside and gives a statement and leaves.
Yeah.
That was huge. Everybody was all over that. And what was the narrative? There's no proof of any wrongdoing with the Biden family. This is how you know it's all corrupt and in together, the media and the Democrats. But as far as Good Morning America, I guess you could argue they had bigger stories to cover.
Good Morning America, the major new storm on the move right now with millions in its path.
Uh-oh, storm. There's a storm. What are we talking about here?
We're headed for a weekend washout for the Northeast. Ginger is tracking.
Oh, a weekend washout for the Northeast. Yeah. That's a big bummer.
Because, you know, the people who live in affected regions with this storm and every other storm don't have local news to tell them what's going on.
Heck no.
With the weather. They got to rely
this is a big
on
one.
Good Morning America. Yeah.
Man, they jones for weather, too.
I know. We have a corrupt president. And the proof is coming out, but there's other things we got to cover.
At a major American airport, how was a man able to board a Delta flight without a ticket?
How did he do that?
I
took a picture of somebody else's
ticket.
That's
right, exactly. We know how he did it.
What he did. There's other important stories they got to get to before the Biden corruption stuff.
A new push to make cars safer for women with crash test dummies that actually mimic what happens to women in an accident. Could the new dummies be a smart way to save lives?
There's been a war on women for years, and part of it's been with the crash test dummies. Yeah, they don't make them like women, so we don't know how crashes affect women, but we have it now, and that's more important than a corrupt president.
There you go.
Okay?
Crash test dummies with boobs. All right.
Yes. What else was more important?
To be alive. A hot air balloon with four people on board blowing into a power line and crashing to the ground.
Hey, I'm happy they're alive. Don't get me wrong. Is that a bigger story than the corrupt president?
Caught on camera, an elephant goes on the attack, lifting a truck with its tusks. How did this vacation safari go so wrong?
Elephant lifts a truck with its tusk. And I know that that's a big story that people would be interested in, but still, our media is so freaking dishonest. It's disgusting to not cover that. And so for all the people that that's the only place they'll get their news and they'll regurgitate the points from the past, well, there's no proof that Joe did anything wrong. He's a hard-working blue-collar man from Scranton.
Well, CBS had this. I mean, the same thing virtually.
They didn't cover it either.
No. I watched CBS because I knew you didn't.
Yeah.
So I made sure I had CBS on this morning. I had to suffer through Gail King and Nate Burleson.
You know what? I should look at the latest ratings. It used to be they were so far back. It didn't matter. But maybe they're not. I don't know.
I just need to say this, and I'll clear the air here.
Okay.
That is like CBS. Watching CBS mornings is very similar to watching like the Lawrence Welk show with your parents. With the stupid horn that starts, very modern, very hip. Golly, stepping back to 1965 here with the sound of the trumpet, and they make note of it, the sound of the trumpet.
You know what? As long as they just covered what they should be covering, I wouldn't even mind it.
No, I don't care either. It's just it was just
bring
set
out
the tone.
Tribal drums. I don't give a flip.
But no,
just cover what you should be covering. They inform people.
They didn't do anything on it either, though.
Golly.
I mean, nobody did.
No,
they got their marching orders, and nobody did it.
Okay,
it's amazing to me.
It is to me too. Okay. Meanwhile, they did, as far as they may not have promoted it, but they certainly are covering the Trump bankruptcy possibility.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was
all over that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah, everybody's been kicking that around. The crew at MSNBC was no different because Trump has this massive fine that sort of came out of thin air for a crime that had no victims.
Yes.
Very odd thing. So he's got to pay that to the state of New York, or starting Monday, I guess, the state of New York's going to start seizing his assets. He apparently doesn't have the money for it, or says he doesn't. Al Sharpton was on MSNBC. Always good to talk to Al about legal issues, okay? He says, you know, he's going to have to declare bankruptcy, but this could really hurt his campaign.
Okay.
If he does file bankruptcy, it would be a desperate move. It's something that he knows would totally erode his brand and totally say to some of those that are not just his very cult following type that he really can't manage his business. He can't manage the country. He knows what it would do to his brand. And you have to remember, he has to deal with this and pay for lawyers and other legal expense in 4 criminal cases. This is not even one of the criminal cases.
Yeah, that's kind of the point behind all of this lawfare against Donald Trump is to, even if you don't secure any sort of conviction on the criminal side of things,
right,
you bankrupt the guy, you try to kneecap his campaign best you can. But I wish some of these people would go out and talk to regular folks, because if Trump does have to declare bankruptcy over this,
yeah,
I don't know if that really hurts his brand, because it's not like he made a bad bet on businesses. Lord knows he's done that before.
Oh, sure.
But this is obviously Democrats trying to make the guy broke, even if they can't throw him in jail.
Yeah, they'll look at it like they stole his money. With no reason, no reasonable reason to take that money. As you said, victimless crime.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Something else to get to. You wanted to play something from a British official
who
was left speechless about something?
Yeah. In the UK, I won't get too deep in the weeds on this. There's a controversy about alleged sexual harassment and misogyny and racism in the Dorset and Wiltshire Fire and Rescue Services. The lady who heads up the services is named Rebecca Knox. She was trying to save face by taking on as many woke talking points as possible. So she said, I agree with this independent report that the service is institutionally racist. A member of parliament named Lee Anderson asked her about that. Well, would you expand on that a little bit, please?
Oh, yeah.
So could you please tell me, councillor, what unfair advantages white people have in your force?
I would hope not. None. Not advantages. Did I hear you?
Yeah, do they have any advantages?
No.
Then how can you be institutionally racist?
Sorry, I might have to get back to you.
Like the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I don't know.
I'll get back to you. I might have to get back to you.
Yeah, please do. That would be great.
Oh, boy.
You know what the 4-year anniversary of?
I do.
15 days to slow the spread. Yeah. We will get to that and much more straight ahead right here.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Yeah. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Saw John Stossel write this piece. 15 days to slow the spread. It's 4-year anniversary.
It still makes my brain numb when I think about it.
Well, he gets into detail. It's a number of different things, so get ready for it to go into further decay. Days turned into months, then years. Officials chipped away at our freedoms. John writes, I have been long wary of politicians, but even I was surprised at how authoritarian many were eager to be. Some demanded police go after people surfing. I'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
They took down the rims of basketball hoops. Children's playgrounds were taped up like crime scenes. They told people in rural Utah and Wyoming, stay in your home. They complied with teachers' unions, demand to keep school kids away from school, and the schools closed. Kids' learning has been set back by years. Politicians destroyed jobs by closing businesses. Some shutdown orders were ridiculous. Landscaping businesses...
Yeah.
We're forced to shut down.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Private campgrounds, shut down. No, we're on our own space. Can't do it. Not safe. And then it talks about how much we increase government spending, which, I mean, the inflation is crazy after that. And then the whole vaccine approvals, how that whole thing got sped up. But FDA rules perfectly or kept perfectly good American COVID test kits off the market because they hadn't gone through its multi-year approval process. That is insane when you look back at it. Wow. And then he goes into Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer banned public and private gatherings of any size. There was all these weird rules. She banned motorboats and jet skis but allowed kayaks and canoes.
Right. She's a...
What?
She's garbage, though.
Oh, yeah. And the whole CDC 6-foot rule was arbitrary. It's clear now, as John writes, that the rules were not the best way to protect people. And remember what Sweden did? They pretty much left people alone. Said, if you're at risk, you maybe should stay away. You're older, obese, whatever it might be. But beyond that, they let life carry on as normal. And it goes through, because I remember, man, the media outlets. Sweden becomes an example of how to not handle COVID, said CBS. NBC reported on Sweden's failed experiment, how their dangerous COVID gamble went wrong. You look back now, no, they actually got it right. And Swedish students didn't suffer the learning losses that American kids did. And the main point of it is we cannot give politicians power like that ever again.
No. We haven't even felt the ramifications of the students yet.
No, we have not.
We will. I mean, it's coming, and some of it's already here.
Speaking of students, the New York Times think we should make journalism school free?
Yeah, there was a the dean.
Why not?
The dean of City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism has this proposal: make J school free, in order to save American democracy.
Okay, you're going to have to explain that a little more. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Yeah, I got to hear more about that.
Well, it should be free. I mean, it's worthless after all.
I was going to say, I think we've all interviewed people at one point in time in our careers that came out of, quote, journalism school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they may have something there.
Well, I mean,
they maybe shouldn't charge for it.
I just bought a set of tires from that guy.
Yeah, no, they don't know how to do things, actually.
Well, I mean, now it's just you're taught wokeism and defending it. Isn't that pretty much it?
Yeah, pretty much it. And, especially if you have, like, a graduate degree in journalism, I don't trust you. I think you're an idiot who had way too much money on his hands.
Probably so. Yes. We need to get to that. And a TikToker is telling illegals how to invade American homes. That coming up. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robbins. Okay, before we move on, can you explain the rest of the story, how the New York Times is saying we got to make journalism school free?
This is from the dean of City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism. The headline of the letter here is, one way to help a journalism industry in crisis, make J-School free.
Research, how about get journalists to start telling the truth?
Yeah, I mean, the issue isn't a lack of education or training in journalism. The issue is the fact that many journalists on the national level especially are not trustworthy.
No, they've been indoctrinated and they lie.
Yeah. Research shows, she writes, that towns that have lost sources of local news tend to suffer from lower voter turnout, less civic engagement, and more government corruption. Journalists are essential, just as nurses and firefighters and doctors are essential. And
to continue, up yours.
Right.
Give me a break with that.
And to continue to have journalists, we need to make their journalism education free.
Well, Biden's going to go with another round of the student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
For the public workers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kind of work for the state in a way.
Well,
state-run media. I'm sure he'll try to grandfather them in.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons for the loss of local news, especially in mid to smaller sized towns. I mean, it's a lot of times it's because larger corporations have bought up the papers, and then they realize, mm-hmm. oh wait, we need to cut costs. Which then makes it worse in terms of subscribers, which then makes them cut more costs, and then mm-hmm. suddenly they just shut it down.
Yeah.
It's not about journalism school.
No. Goodness, no. No, it is not. You know, we had that story yesterday, that woman in New York in Queens that had squatters take over her home.
Yes.
And had them removed. And it's like it goes back and forth. And the next thing you know, they're taking her away in cuffs. Because you can't evict someone that's been there for, quote, 30 days without taking them to court. I don't even think that person had been there for 30 days. It was crazy. That's got a little traction around the country. And then I saw this story today in the New York Post where a TikToker is telling illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights.
Yeah, if they're unoccupied, just find your way in.
Yeah, this person has like a following of 500,000 plus. So giving tips on, again, how to invade unoccupied homes. This is Leonel Moreno. Appears to live in a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. Said in a recent video that under U.S. law, if a house is not inhabited, we can seize it. So it's that adverse possession law.
Dang.
I'm thinking, yes, okay. They need to change the laws. That's insane. And yes, another reason to get TikTok out of here.
Well, I think if you own a vacation home or a mm-hmm. second home or an investment property that's unoccupied, go ahead and invest a little bit more in the best security you can. And as soon as somebody enters your property, call the police. That's the best way to avoid a squatter situation.
I thought for sure before you said and call the police, you were going to say something else. Almost jerked me back there for a second.
Well, I mean, there is a solution in the form of 9mm, but I wouldn't encourage that depending on your state.
Yes. No, because you're the one that goes to jail.
Right.
Invading the home, you know?
I mean, invading the home of people who don't live in my home.
It's crazy.
Why can't they just move into a spare bedroom if you got one too?
I mean, is that I'm not legal? Taking the whole house. I'm just taking.
Yeah, I just
this
want,
bedroom.
It, want the bedroom with the TV in
I'll take
it.
The bedroom and the half bath. Yeah,
right.
I lived here like 5 years ago. I'm hungry. What's in the cupboard?
Yeah,
I'm hungry right now. Please.
Gosh dang.
All right, it's that point of the show. Time to go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
Man, Rochester, New York, schools had to shut down yesterday, and a boil order is in place for a lot of the city because the workers with the city's Bureau of Water found a body in the reservoir.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Now, they immediately disconnected it. Plan was launched to drain the 26 million gallon Highland Park Reservoir. They say, hey, you know, this happened near our water supply, so we're going to pull from other reservoirs to try to make sure that you have clean drinking water. But for now, if you live in an area that is serviced by that reservoir, you got to boil it because there might be dead body parts in it.
Oh, gosh.
Or more like dead body goo in it.
Oh, man, oh, man. We got friends in Rochester. I hadn't heard this. I don't know if it affects them or not. They're not to blame. I mean, they'll break a few legs now and again, but they're not killing anybody, as far as I know.
Right. You smell this water, Helen? What is that?
Oh, gosh.
Dang.
Man, oh, man.
Gosh darn.
All right. What do you got for your story today, Scott?
There was this crazy, bizarre claim circulating on social media that actor Mel Gibson released a video of former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton eating human flesh with barbecue in Haiti. Now, this is nuts, but PolitiFact actually published a dispute.
It wasn't obvious to people. It was
There was no video.
Okay.
PolitiFact said there is no video of Hillary and Bill Clinton actually eating a human being with a Haitian gang leader named Barbecue, as social media users have claimed. Christina,
I saw that it was a joke, but I didn't know anyone took it serious.
Oh, yeah. Christina Pashaw then issued a statement. Come on, girlfriend. Clintons always recycle, and are experts at hiding bones.
That's pretty funny.
You know, Rod DeSantis, I realize, is not going to be president, but boy, it would have been awful fun to have her as his media liaison.
Yeah. For my story today, this was going around on X. Elon Musk posted this video explaining how Democrats use illegal immigration to increase their power. And does it... I think it's like, here's the whole thing explained in under 2 minutes. And when it's Elon Musk, I mean, this racks up a lot of views.
Oh, yeah.
It's no wonder the Democrats absolutely hate this guy. And I know it's more effective as far as watching it, but just to listen to it, you let me know if you think this is effective or if you've ever heard it put this way before.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3.
Yes. So the cost of food and housing alone for this many people is insane. Just crazy.
3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4.
Of course. Yeah. That happens all the time.
Oh, it's happening, yeah.
Well, you're a racist, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
You know that.
4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. Six.
Okay, that's Dang. Where David was going, yes, like you're nodding your head.
Been saying that for a long time.
Yep.
You know, if they were able to somehow get illegal aliens to vote, I know that's a popular thing, like you're importing voters and all that. Mm-hmm. That would be sort of for Democrats, that would be a happy what if, but they're not counting on it. The thing that they're counting on is the census, because a lot of the states that the Biden administration is sending these illegals to are states that have been hemorrhaging congressional seats, New York, Illinois, New Jersey. I mean, these are, and they're panicked about it because those are reliable blue states. And meanwhile, states like Florida and Texas are getting more congressional seats.
Wait a second. You're starting to sound close to the great replacement theory, and Don Lemon won't have it. David.
Well, too bad.
Telling you that.
Don.
I know. But by the way, as far as people here illegally voting, there's another angle to that. Roll it.
Six, wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud.
Yeah.
Seven, lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. Eight, win elections. Nine, entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Yep, you're paying for it. And
All right.
You're paying for it.
All right, I'm sufficiently spooked now.
Well, it's not like all of this is coming in the future. It's already happening.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was really effective. What did you think, David?
I could have done without the Matrix techno music, but...
Yeah.
That's a stylistic point.
Yeah. Well, it added to the fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose if you take it away, you're like, okay, this is how this happens, more matter of fact.
It loses its edge that way.
You like the...
Well, I mean, I think that... I mean, again, these are things we talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, hey, this is explained in a very succinct way. And there's so many different points here. And they're all true.
David, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you find just music like that? I don't know if that would be a sound effect thing or music like that. Just and then, you know, some of those.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Read something over it?
Are you saying we talk about this all the time and maybe it's just not cutting through? So maybe if when we talked about it, we added a little
soundtrack to the whole show underneath?
A little bit. Just, you know, when you're talking about the crazy stuff that's going on in the country.
Some foreboding music in the background?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got this.
Take the blue pill. Take the red pill. Take the blue pill. Take the red pill.
One. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them.
I'm captivated by that.
Okay, can you pause it for a second? Now I have another idea.
Okay.
It's idea day. I always have ideas. Some are bad. But you got to risk it for the biscuit, right?
You've been saying that forever.
It's worked out so far.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what Biden needs to cut through the clutter.
Just that kind of sound under him?
Yeah. Maybe the faux pas wouldn't be so bad.
All right.
Let's try it.
No one not done that. The history books will note it.
Brooklyn is governor and winning BP pre-K. The pre-care recruit.
Yeah. You feeling it?
The Ministry of Coblenz, daughter of Ireland. Daughter of Ireland. You can tell that's a 40s slip. I'm thinking of home.
You're from Ireland?
Today.
What?
Leading company.
What? Did he say leading? What?
Leading
like a company.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything he's going to say about
it. Auchincloss sauce? Where is she? There you go.
Yeah,
you
know,
we were talking about this, looping it and then using it as a campaign ad. They've done that today, finally. It was like 5 minutes of that stuff. No kidding.
That's great. Okay, much to get to. David has a piece of audio where a Democrat gets roasted. This should be very enjoyable for you, and it's coming straight ahead.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Big basketball tournament kicking off today. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it is. It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
Yep, it's just you pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection. You can choose either more or less.
And there are no sharks to worry about. That's simple. More or less. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, one thing I like about it, too, is they offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
And they have weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
Yeah, and all those sports, I mean, pretty much any sport you can think of that you can play on. College basketball, of course, pro basketball, baseball. And if it's your thing, you can also play with esports.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
Once again, that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Okay. Piece of audio here. This is one rep going after another. Republican on Democrat.
Yeah, Biden impeachment inquiry. Republican Representative Mike Waltz decided to roast Democrat Representative Eric Swalwell, one of the dumbest hatchet men in the Democrat Party. He also is the guy who had the affair with a Chinese spy.
Fang Fang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, roll it out.
I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about, but let's talk about how China's penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House.
By the way, I can't tell who is it that's laughing as he starts the take.
That I don't know.
It's another, another Republican, you know that, but man, that's funny.
How China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two.
I like that. Yeah. I don't know who that guy is, but I like him.
It sounds like the leader.
Was it him?
Sounds like James.
Really? James Comer?
It does sound like him to me.
It could be. Play that again. I think it could be, actually.
It's our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about.
Actually. I'm not saying it's him.
You planted it in my head, but I still think it does. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, this is a side story, and I don't know if anybody has the answer. Does anyone know why her name was Fang Fang? Is that a popular Chinese name?
I have no
idea. It seems rather odd.
Maybe it was a nickname. I don't even know.
I mean, certainly I know sometimes you have like two of the same name or like it. Mm-hmm. Like we have friend like Lars Larson. Okay, it's close. Eric Erickson, Rick Ricky, something like that. Fang Fang is just a little bit different. I didn't know if there was ever an explanation on that or not.
Has she got a set of fangs on her or what?
Well, I don't know that. Not saying that. I don't know. Just asking a question.
It seems rather. She's a vampire. I don't know.
I don't know. Does she like vampires? Who knows? Well, questions, man. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robert Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's amazing. Robbins won a bet.
Yes, I did.
We had a bet yesterday. Would Legacy Media, and we were taking these two especially, ABC and NBC, as far as Good Morning America and the Today Show, would they cover the Tony Bobulinski testimony yesterday about Hunter Biden's business dealings with him, with China, with Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
all the receipts he has.
Mm-hmm.
Had it all ready yesterday. Put it out there. Massive story. How would they handle it? And then as we were starting to talk about that, I said, if they even cover it, they may not even cover it. And then we were taking, you know, our takes on that. And you said you didn't think they would, Scott.
No.
David said, I don't want to steal your words. You said they would, but...
They would, but it would be sort of the Republicans' pounce kind of framing. It would all be negative.
Yes. They would just take out little clips to make Bobulinski look bad.
Right.
Well, you hear the testimony, and I don't know how anyone can come away without thinking, absolutely, this was a crime family, and they all benefited. But again, no coverage, nothing today. And we went over all the important stuff that Good Morning America had to cover, including elephants attacking, some bunch of nonsense anyway. So last night on Fox, they're going through all of this, and they bring on Jordan Belfort, the original Wolf of Wall Street. He knows a little something about money laundering.
Yeah.
And it was nice to hear a sane person have sort of the same take that we've talked about before when it comes to this. Like, well, what did you learn from this? And this is what he had to say.
It tells me that the media right now is just so utterly corrupt because, you know, listen, I watched it. And by the way, I was laughing out loud at a lot of this stuff, like AOC with not knowing that, you know, RICO is a crime. Like you can't make this stuff up, right? But the fact that it's being reported on mainstream media is like there's no there, nothing is happening. Is nonsensical. I mean, there's overwhelming evidence. You know, listen, they use words like plausible deniability. That's a cover story in layman's terms. And you don't have 27 shell accounts and money moving back and forth through all these accounts. I know a little bit unfortunately about money laundering, and that's exactly what you do when you launder money, right? And then it comes back, and then it eventually makes some back to Joe, to President Biden. But here's the thing. Even if it doesn't go back to Biden, it's still just as much of a crime. It includes the family, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, bribery charges. If you bribe the family, it's on him. And, you know, I just don't understand, really. It makes no sense to me how the media could be so complicit in all this. But, you know, it makes me long for the days back when I was a kid. I thought the media was a lot fairer back then. I don't know what's happened. It's insane.
Yeah. What happened to a media that, well, you knew they had to cover it. They might slant it, some of the way they cover it. They may not want to make somebody look as bad as they could, but they have to cover it. It's the news. Not anymore.
No.
They just ignore it.
Yeah.
Like it never happened.
I mean, not even a mention.
No.
No, I mean, nothing.
No.
Zero.
No. Belfort went on.
Listen, there is no reason for all these different shell companies. You don't move money from, you know, China into, you know, the British Virgin Islands into Liechtenstein. You don't do that. There's no reason for it. From company to, if the money was legit, it would go from the company to Hunter Biden or to that holding company in the United States and be distributed accordingly. There's no other reason for that. And it's one of these cases where, in the end of the day, the cover-up is worse than the crime. It's almost like the cover-up is what gets you in trouble because it's just so guilty-looking, so obvious what's going on. If they just had wired the money, they could say, well, you know, I did consulting. Now, he didn't actually do any consulting. He didn't offer any services, so to speak. So they wouldn't have an excuse there either. But the fact that they went through all this effort to conceal, it tips their hand. You know what's going on.
Yes. And the media's not that dumb.
Well, again, give me another reason to do that. There is no other reason to do that.
No.
Other than you don't want to get caught. That's it.
Well, and the millions of dollars from China.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I mean, the president lied, remember?
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China. I have not had it. The only guy made money from China is this guy. He's the only one. Nobody else has made money from China.
Meaning Trump, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just absolute nonsense, man. It's so frustrating to see that. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised at this point. Saw this story from Daily Wire. Heck of a headline. 200,000 deportation cases dismissed because Biden administration failed to file the paperwork.
Ah, weird. Hell of a deal.
Yeah, they failed all right. Nobody did. Nobody tried.
As it says in the story, the Department of Homeland Security enforces immigration laws by issuing a notice to appear to each illegal immigrant and filing in court. But in approximately 200,000 cases in which these were issued to aliens at the border, triggering the creation of a court date, DHS never filed the actual paper with the court.
God.
It's almost like they want them to come in.
Exactly.
Heck of a deal.
I would prefer they just not lie to us anymore. And just go, we held the door open for them and told them they could go where they wanted.
They won't do
it. I mean,
we still have enough dumb voters in this country that believe what they're saying.
And again, nobody
will
lose.
Asylum seekers.
Nobody will lose their job over this. Oh, no one will.
No, they'll get promoted. No,
right.
Because they're looking the other way on purpose.
200,000. Well, we forgot to file the papers. I could see that happening to maybe a couple of hundred out of 200,000. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, I think that there's actually, man, it's kind of wild. We have bleed over? We all right?
I don't know.
Okay. When you look at the chart of this, you know, from like, you know, 20, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, and all of a sudden this graph of the court cases dismissed, all of a sudden 2021, it's like you could get dizzy. You go at an altitude like this chart that I'm looking at, woof, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's all by design. That's just all part of it. Okay, we need to get these people out of office.
Yeah.
Losing the country. I know, that sounds like an old man screaming at clouds to some people. I suppose if you listen all the time, you already know what's going on. I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Okay, David, you have a story about a teenager telling a senator something?
Oh, dude, Senator Tom Tillis shared a voicemail left at his office. It's from a young lady who really doesn't want TikTok banned.
Really doesn't want it banned, huh? Okay. Roll it out. Here we go.
If you ban TikTok, I will find you and shoot you. That's people's jobs, and that's my only entertainment. And people make money out there, too. You know, I'm trying to get rich like that. Anyways, I'll shoot you and find you and cut you into pieces. Bye.
Yes, Scott?
I don't even know if I have the words.
of how dumb that was. Absolutely. You know, goofing on the phone is an age-old thing with kids and phones.
Yes, it is.
It goes up and going on forever.
Yes.
But that's my only source of entertainment? That's it.
There's a lot to break down there if you want to take the time.
Well, I mean...
Who cares? Okay?
I know.
Obviously don't understand it all, but you're threatening someone's life. That's against the law.
And cut them into little pieces and giggling about it later, because you're goofing.
Are you goofing?
Probably.
I suppose. I will shoot you, and I will cut you into little pieces.
It's my only source of entertainment.
What's your take, David?
Well, yeah, I mean, I tend to believe that it's a goof that was way out of line.
Oh, yeah.
That she was you can kind of hear something in the background, like her friends are there with her. Because you know what TikTok was doing when the House was voting on the bill that would force TikTok to sell away, or, you know, would force the Chinese government to no longer be directly involved in the operation of the platform.
Telling all the viewers, flood your Congress people.
Yeah, they were geolocating people and telling them, here's your elected representative. Most of the people, I would bet a year's paycheck, most of the people didn't know who their congressman was until TikTok told them.
That's probably true.
Like an overwhelming majority of them didn't know who their representative was or couldn't name their senators. And so, yeah, they were having them call. So I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised if that video or a video of her making that phone call wasn't on TikTok right now.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that is against the law to threaten someone's life.
Yeah.
Can't do that. I'm thinking public caning, just as an example.
And put it on TikTok.
Absolutely. This is what happens. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't just threaten somebody like that.
Can you imagine the movies?
It's a teachable moment. Snap.
The movies they're going to make 20 years from now, there'll be 15-second interspersed videos just for 2 hours.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because there won't be an attention span at all.
Hey, that's true.
I mean, none. So,
yeah. You know what? I don't know whether to just do this story now. You know what? I'll just do it now. Because I don't know that I can edit it enough to get all the F-bombs out of it.
Oh, boy.
It's all over the place. Did you see the video of the worker at Harvard getting all ticked off after he was caught ripping down Israeli hostage posters?
Yeah.
And this Jewish kid goes up, you know, filming, why are you taking these down? And this dude, he's menacing looking.
Lost his mind.
Yeah, there's a picture, man.
Yeah,
what you gonna do? Bleep you, bleep blah, 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 blah. And then I think it's his boss that gets involved and is trying to get him away.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're his boss, I mean, you're thinking, hey, you're not supposed to be taking those posters down. Whoever said you can't do that anymore. The boss be like, hey, get out of here. But no, he's just trying to calm him down. It's almost like he's picked his side. It's like the terrorists are winning in this one. It's disgusting that this is still going on. Oh, my gosh. And then another story that's getting some attention is what happened at Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, boy. I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Well, what did you hear?
Well, first of all, I mean, I guess you should give the story because his interpreter... You've
yes.
seen this guy on TV a million times.
Yes.
Apparently, they're old friends. They go way back.
They are.
And, you know, Ohtani signed $3 gazillion deal for 10 years with the Dodgers or whatever kind of stupid money it was.
Yes.
$800 million or whatever. And this guy does, I mean, because he doesn't speak English very little.
Mm-hmm.
This guy interprets for him with the media and everybody else and blah, blah, yeah. blah. But this guy's been accused of taking money from Ohtani's account.
Yes.
Gambling it away.
Covering his gambling
His gambling debts, yes.
Yes.
So he doesn't get his kneecaps broken. Anyway, now that I'm hearing today, again, this is just all speculation right now.
Right.
That Ohtani actually knew what was going on and gave him the money to cover it.
So it wasn't that he wasn't taking the money.
He was like, here, take care of this, you know, pay off your debts.
Okay.
And was continually giving this guy money to cover him. I mean, again, that's just the story right now circulating because nobody can understand how you can spend that much money and not have Ohtani know about it or his accountants not know about it or somebody not go, hey, wait a minute, where'd that $3 million go?
Well, and then I've heard that Ohtani was helping him, but then he was also skimming too.
And that could have, and if that's the case, he's in deep trouble, man.
Oh,
deep trouble. Because this guy was very clear when he said he never gambled on baseball. He did the Pete Rose thing.
He did. He said, yeah, it wasn't baseball.
Yeah, it wasn't baseball.
Sports,
it was other sports.
Like
it wasn't baseball. It wasn't baseball. And again,
yes.
If Ohtani was giving him money so he could do some side betting for him, I mean,
yeah.
Boy, is there any indication that gambling is indeed a terrible disease?
Man,
you got $800 million in the bank and you're doing this?
The
for
investigation
what, an extra couple of hundred?
Also includes this Boyer guy. And at least a dozen people have been charged in that wider including Yasiel Puig.
Oh no,
that's one of your guys from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know how to pick them, I'll tell you.
Well, we had fun gambling together.
But man, trying to start your career as a Dodger,
dang,
all that going on, it's pretty crazy. All right, we got to get set for our no BS election update. Straight ahead.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Opening day is coming up, and there's a pretty big basketball tournament this month. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
You pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and choose more or less.
There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports if that's your thing.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match of up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by...
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research thing.
Sure. All right, David, what do you got today?
Well, what I got today is a fresh round of polling.
Yeah.
Hot off the presses from The Hill and Emerson that shows you exactly why the Biden campaign and maybe the Biden presidency is starting to get a little bit nervous about this whole Israel and Gaza thing. Wisconsin, Michigan polling, The Hill and Emerson. In a race where it's Trump versus Biden versus RFK Jr. versus Cornel West and Jill Stein, Trump is now up by 2 in Michigan. Wisconsin, Trump is up 3. And certainly in Michigan, the concern about the Muslim population is starting to really get to the Biden campaign.
So in the polling right now, and they're actually thinking these people will not go vote for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Mess with the women of America unless you want to get the benefit.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Well, that's, I'm sure, why Antony Blinken is calling for the ceasefire again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he submitted a UN resolution.
He did.
Yeah.
That shows you the desperation. It's not what's best for our allies. Forget all that. We've got some unhappy voters, and we got to bend the knee to them. Wow. I did see in the Wall Street Journal today, and I think you know I'm not a huge fan of Karl Rove, but he did write a piece saying the election comes down to only 7 states. That's pretty much it. And the 7 are Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump carried all of them except Nevada in 2016 and 2020. Trump had North Carolina by 1.34 points. Biden carried the other 6 by between 0.23 and 2.78. To prevail, Biden needs 45 of those electoral votes, Trump 51. Reaching either threshold will require winning at least 3 of the states. So that's his insight. Lou's goofy little board.
Is he the architect?
Oh, stop it. Gosh dang. Enough. We get it.
Just want to tweak you a little bit more.
One album. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Guy had one album. He's made a career on it.
He's the Guns N' Roses of politics.
Why do you out yourself as a musical buffoon like that when you have Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 with great songs?
Debating the merits of Guns N' Roses. Tomorrow show.
I got my whiteboard out here, too. I'll tell you why that argument is flawed.
Yeah, please do. I want to see that. I really do. With November rain, Don't Cry, pretty tied up. Oh, Civil War. Come on, man. All right, what's the biggest story today?
Biggest story of the day. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. I've got new audio from the guy who doesn't know what a fire alarm does.
Oh, Jamal Bowman?
Yeah.
Let's make him a judge. That and much more coming up. Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, Gen Xer, a millennial, and of course, the sexy boomer. Okay, is this like a news update, David?
It is a news update. See, okay. Democrats are proposing something they're calling the Green New Deal for public housing. And what they're going to do, you see, is, quote, decarbonize public housing units and build more public housing units to the tune of $234 billion. What they want to do. Representative Jamal Bowman, this is the Mensa member who didn't know what a fire alarm did. Says he,
correct.
He thought pulling the fire alarm would open a door.
Right. No one had ever taught him.
Well, it happens.
It's the fire alarm desert where he grew up. Right. He didn't know how it worked.
Right.
Well, he's calling for passing a bill that would do this, the Green New Deal for public housing. And says rent needs to be capped as well. Here we go.
It is plantation capitalism to have someone paying.
Plantation capitalism.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
Capitalism to have someone paying 40, 50, 60% of their salary towards rent. That is plantation capitalism. Rent should be capped. At 20% of someone's salary. That's where we need to take it.
And oh, time out a second. Is this people that need housing from the government? This is what we're talking about?
I guess he's talking about also subsidize, or in general.
Subsidize, I guess.
I suppose, yeah.
Capping, you can only charge, yeah. The maximum would be 20% of your income, yes.
Plantation capitalism.
Yes, that's what's currently going on.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to understand all
this.
So does that mean everyone that lives in this place actually has to work?
Well, no.
That's not really correct then, is it?
Don't be silly.
Just asking for a friend. Go ahead.
We rebuild our cities, and as we rebuild our country to ensure that every single person has a home, we need to invest and pass the Green New Deal.
Why do we have to pound the desk with the cadence?
For emphasis.
Man, it helps sell the point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We rebuild America.
Yes. So everyone has a home.
Who tore it down? Again, just asking. You're saying we need to rebuild it from what? You mean it's tore down?
You and your details.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about major American cities, I mean, you can look at years and years of mismanagement, good old-fashioned cronyism, and Democrat policies.
People didn't take care of their stuff. They tore it apart.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Because they didn't own it.
According to Jamal, anyway.
Okay, got it. Go ahead, Jamal.
Who deal
Sorry.
For public housing.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
It deals with the issue of unemployment and underemployment. It deals with the issue of the climate catastrophe that we are living in, and it deals with the issue of lack of affordable housing in our country. As the senator said, win, win, win. But I also want to plug. We must.
When does going green mean cheaper ever?
Never. Ever.
Well, no, this is, seriously, I mean, this is worse on people who middle to lower income people than any other plan, period.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it.
If we go green around the world, people will starve to death.
It hurts people like that. The same people he's trying to save here.
Save from plantation capitalism. Yeah. They're going to get hurt the worst.
Yeah, going to be paying $80,000 for a car. Okay.
But him and his messed up math says win, win, win.
Oh, yeah, of
Got
course.
It. All right. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify. Go ahead.
But I also want to plug, we must also pass the Green New Deal for public schools. Because the Green New Deal for public schools, working in conjunction with the Green New Deal for public housing, is a form of reparations for our historically marginalized communities. It is.
This guy's great.
Yeah. Man. All right.
Oh, I mean, gosh. Again, you look at the level of funding that's going towards major American cities. Baltimore is a really good example of this.
Of course.
New York is another good example of this.
Yes.
Funding per student is at the highest level it's been ever in many of these instances, in many of these cities.
And the SAT scores from graduating seniors through the roof.
No.
Oh, wait, they're not?
And that.
Oh, that's right. They can't read.
And that's not all on the individual teachers necessarily. I mean, you hear on the ground level. I'm not talking about teachers union flack. I'm
right. I know what you're saying.
Just on the ground level, people going through it every single day, who aren't seeing their salaries necessarily increase. They're seeing their resources dwindle. But we've got bloated DEI departments at every at every institution.
Oh, of course.
All these other bureaucrats who just add one more thing after the other for teachers. And the kids constantly get left behind as a result.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's awful. He's good at that song, though. He's got one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the plantation capitalism, that was a new one.
Yeah.
At least it was some sort of fresh material. I mean, it's kind of like Nickelback. You have that one hit, and then you kind of follow that formula for 2-3 records.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's the same theme, but at least there was a little spin on it there.
Did he invent the plantation capitalism?
I'd never
I don't
heard
recall
that
ever hearing it before.
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving him props on that.
I think that's probably been around. He probably, to use your analogy, it's like a musician who sees some no-name nobody playing in a dingy nightclub somewhere and says, I love that riff. I'm going to use it on the next album.
Yeah. That happens, along with the other great influences, I guess, like what, Al Sharpton?
Yeah.
Ben Crump?
Yeah.
As like that, it's like I would take a little bit from all and then kind of make it my own.
Right. I mean, the two guys you just mentioned, I mean, that's Led Zeppelin and The Who of race-baiting activism.
Yeah. Now, Jesse Jackson, would he be like the Stones?
I think more like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Okay, he's
He was one of the founders of the feast.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Founders of the feast. That's great. Okay, we got audio of a sheriff in Texas. I guess this isn't your regular old sheriff in Texas,
well,
David.
No, Javier Salazar, he's the sheriff of Bexar County, Texas. That's where San Antonio is. He's the dude that forwarded a criminal referral against Ron DeSantis over the migrants to Martha's Vineyard thing.
Okay.
Nothing ever came out of that, but he was saying, well, this could be human trafficking. DA better check this out.
Right.
He says the new law in Texas, which would allow cops to arrest illegal aliens, is really bad news. Okay?
Why?
Look, I think that this whole thing is just a talking point on future campaign literature for the governor. And in reality, I think that this is a law that's not going to work for the vast majority of Texas sheriffs. Certainly not for me in my county. Other sheriffs may beg to differ, and that's okay. But certainly in my county, it's hard to tell from here. It's, matter of fact, it's virtually impossible to tell from here if somebody crossed the border illegally. That's 120, 150 miles away. And unfortunately, what I feel that this law might do is it might put us in danger of first responders thinking they have authorities and protections under the law that they really don't.
Okay. So it could be harmful, is what you're saying. And then they'll use this guy to put him on national news, say sheriffs are really divided on this.
Now, what Javier Salazar actually said was, if you're really trying to, like, whittle it down, is he thinks that his deputies are idiots.
You can't do it.
They don't even know how to enforce the law.
Mm-mm. They won't be able to tell.
Oh, this is the guy that's going to get the microphone, though, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, this is the Mitt Romney of that. Well, bipartisan.
Well, yeah. He actually is officially a Democrat.
Yeah.
Well, he talks like one.
Yeah. Well, and the whole thing that you see national media right now portraying it as, you know, the Democrats just want to work toward a solution. No, they do not. And Greg Abbott, you know, this is about, you know, securing his base. No, someone has to enforce the law. The federal government won't do it. Biden will not do it. They fight against people that want to uphold the law. I mean, isn't that the story? Period. The end?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. The story, man, I guess not surprising. Planet Fitness.
Oh, geez.
You know, a little controversy a couple weeks ago for our friends in Anchorage, Alaska. They already know about this. There was a lady there, Patricia Silver, encountered a man in a women's locker room shaving. And there was, you know, little girl sitting in the corner. She said she could have been 12 years old in a towel, kind of freaked out. And so, you know, Patricia, you know, said, hey, you got to get out of here. She was offended. She said, I took a picture of him. He had been shaving his face and told her that he was, quote, queer. So then she relayed her complaints to management and said, then her membership was revoked for violating the rules against taking a picture of other gym users. The gym's policy allows members to use the locker room that corresponds with their gender identity.
God.
So if you're feeling like a woman one day, Scott, head on in.
You know what? Planet Fitness may be a no-judgment zone, but I'm judging. I'm telling you that right now. That's garbage.
All of a sudden, the stock price has gone down in the last week.
Do these idiots never learn their lesson? Did we learn anything from Mulvaney and Bud Light? Anything?
Apparently not.
They just keep doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been simple to tell the guy, hey.
Yeah, it's plummeted.
Guy with appendage, you can't be in here. Right. Go.
Jim said in a statement, our gender identity non-discrimination policy states that members and guests may use the facilities that best align with the sincere, self-reported gender identity.
See, that's just it. Self-reported.
As long as it's sincere.
And maybe for that 1 hour after your workout, you are a woman. So you can gaze at other women taking their clothes off. You suck.
See, I went in there. Here's the deal. I go in there. I'm just going to get my workout in. All right? I'm going to throw some plates around.
Right.
I go 175 on the bench. I can't get it. I didn't feel like a man anymore.
No.
I felt
right.
Felt a little bit like a lady. So I thought, you know, I mean, like in golf, you can't get it past the ladies' tees. You got to drop your drawers. It's just the way it is. So I went into the women's locker room. Okay, that's where I aligned at that time. I'm sorry, there were a few hotties showering in there, okay? What? I couldn't help but look. You understand, right? But I had the time.
I
genuinely felt like a woman.
Well, and you sincerely wanted to see the women showering.
Well, no, I just, if I would have been able to just get five reps in at 175, I'd have been fine. It's insanity, man.
It is insanity.
Jeez.
And when are these board of directors going to go, enough?
I don't know.
This needs to stop today.
Yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
Company said it is confirmed that a member is acting in bad faith and improperly asserts a gender identity. They may be asked to leave and their membership may be terminated.
Well, how do we know that? That they're acting in bad faith? I mean, seriously. Blood test? I mean, how do we know that?
I don't know.
We don't know that. They can just say whatever they want.
Oh, Scott, warning on something.
Yeah?
Your granddaughters may be starting to use new words around you.
Well, that wouldn't be a surprise at all.
Are you sure?
Well,
this all came out online. It was, hey, Gen Z, if you want to connect with your elders, learn some of the boomer slang terms. This would help you relate a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
So terms that you would use and have been using.
All right.
Like jonesing.
Yep.
You've used that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
In a number of different occasions.
Yes, I have. I've jonesed a lot.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Zonked out.
Yeah, I mean, I may have used that. I don't know. Not often, though.
Could be from fatigue.
Yeah.
Could be, well, before you quit drinking, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, zilch.
Yeah, I've said that.
Meaning zero.
Yeah.
Aggro?
Aggro?
Yeah, for aggressive?
No.
I've never heard that.
Never used it.
Yeah, okay. A wannabe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my generation was poser.
Yeah, well, same thing,
boomers.
Right?
Yeah, it is. Yes, mellow. He's just kind of cool. Just mellow out.
Just mellow out.
Yeah. Wig out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brewski.
Sure.
Couple brewskis after work for Scotty.
Yep.
Brewski never went away, did it?
How do you say 48 ounce skis?
Oh, gosh. Hilarious. All right, we got to get to a news update. And the Elon Musk Neuralink is wild, man. Straight ahead. Making plans for your finances is important.
And that includes planning for how your family would get by if something were to happen to you.
Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect your family.
Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something happens to you, your family can cover expenses.
Policy Genius makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
You can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
They work for you, not the insurance companies.
That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's policygenius.com.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Talk about impending crises around the world. You know, like our Secretary of State the new UN resolution for a ceasefire.
Yeah.
Nonsense like that.
Well, you got
see going on. It makes you nervous for yourself in a way.
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, not to mention the border crisis, the invasion hitting our country. I mean, how is that going to affect your savings and investments?
Well, here's the good news. It's not too late to diversify. Take that old IRA or 401k and turn it into gold with the Birch Gold Group. They can help.
As opposed to a lot of other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty and is an important part of diversifying your savings.
To help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it will not cost you a penny out of pocket.
Here's the deal. Just text MVCR to 989898 for a free information kit.
They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers.
Text MVCR to 989898 for that free info kit.
That's MVCR to 989898 and get started.
Okay. When you see the story about Neuralink, Elon Musk Neuralink, and you're talking about a chip in someone's brain, get a little nervous, right?
Yeah.
Have you actually seen the video of what's making the rounds right now?
Mm-hmm.
Of this guy, Nolan Arbaugh, he's 29 years old, quadriplegic, thanks to a diving accident. And because of the Neuralink chip that he has, he started playing computer chess.
I saw this today.
Okay, so you saw it.
Yes.
And then what did you think?
Holy cow, man.
Like, it's incredible. It's awesome.
It is incredible.
Yeah. It's not like this scary, evil thing. It's like, wow, he this is incredible that he can do this.
Thinks the move.
Yes.
And it moves for him.
Yes.
Dude, I again, there could be some scary applications here, but, you know.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yes. But to see the joy on the guy's face that he was able to do
that
this.
That was great.
Said he was super stoked, felt really lucky to have been chosen for the experiment. And said he's learning new things every day. So the surgery was super easy. I literally was released from the hospital a day later. I have no cognitive impairments.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, it's something.
Yeah. David looks like he just saw a ghost.
I'm happy for that guy. I really am. But, man, this creeps me out.
I understand. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, people aren't buying electric cars.
No, they're not.
They're a huge problem with the car industry.
Yeah.
And different lots, I mean, they're full. They can't move them. Biden's going to do something about that.
Well, they have finalized a slate of environmental regulations curbing gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions as part of the broader effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and combat global warming, is what they say. But the actual effect of this is to put gas-powered cars out of business. That's really what,
yes,
what the goal is here, is to increase the cost of gas-powered vehicles because of these new emission standards in order to make the cost comparable between a gas-powered and an electric vehicle.
Because the goal is to sell two-thirds electric by 2032, correct?
Yeah, right.
That's what I saw the other day. And the whole piece was about, okay, so they're not going to let the consumer decide. They're going to force you. That's the deal. I'm sorry, man. I'm laughing because I know you hadn't heard that story yet, and then you hear it, and you just look down, and you look downtrodden, like, oh, my gosh,
something
else.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, have you noticed anywhere a precipitous amount of more of electric charging stations? Anywhere?
No.
I haven't. Maybe David has. I don't know. I mean,
they seem to be pretty far, few and far between.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't get it, man. And I can't wait for the government, $40,000 government rebate or whatever that's coming for electric vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pay the first $30,000 or whatever.
Be like the modern version of the old cash for clunkers.
Exactly. Yeah. Except a lot more expensive.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, these guys, I mean, the free market determines what is and what isn't. It always has.
Well, with the economy the way it is, and then for that to be out there, you know, I mean, Biden's beholden to a lot of these people that have invested so much into green energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. Now you're beholden to these people. Mm-hmm. It's almost the way we've got this resolution with the UN about a ceasefire. Yeah, Israel is our ally forever, but man, we might lose the Muslim vote in Michigan. We got to do something here. Doesn't matter what's really the right thing to do. It's we got to bend the knee here. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have a problem selling these things if people wanted them or they saw the value in them. They don't.
Oh, with the cost of
everything. No, they don't.
Well, when you talk about the infrastructure of electric vehicles, and I mean, I know people who own Teslas who are very satisfied with their Teslas.
Sure, me too.
They love them. And if you want one, get one. I'm not telling you to not get one. It just seems crazy to have the government pushing it this aggressively because not only are we missing the infrastructure in terms of charging stations, but the cars are heavier. It leads to more wear and tear on roads. Tires wear out more quickly. They are more expensive to buy and produce.
Yep.
And that is not carbon neutral, by the way. And then, I mean, this seems like a little thing, but the more I think about it, the more it actually is a pretty serious thing, is that the metal guardrails that stretch along thousands of miles of our interstate system, they're not equipped to handle the weight of an electric vehicle.
No. No, there's a lot going on there. But it always seems like this administration wants to change the story because there's so many things going in the wrong direction. And man, I'm just going to say it one more time. It is disgusting that legacy media did not cover the Tony Bobulinski testimony yesterday in that committee hearing, because they will cover everything else when Hunter Biden pulls some sort of stunt and shows up. And I want to talk in front of people. And all of a sudden, he's got his chance. He doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And I did love the way Bobulinski started the whole thing yesterday.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bobulinski.
And we went through it already. But I mean, all the receipts are laid out. The proof is there. It's just media puts its head in the sand. We don't want to cover that story.
Well, and you know, the part of the backdrop of this entire thing is that Christine Blasey Ford is back on the scene right now doing the media tour. Everybody wants to talk to her. She's never produced any evidence that she even ever met Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, that she accused of sexual assault.
Her best friend says that we weren't there. I was never there. And yes, the media, oh my gosh, what a courageous woman.
Yeah.
Promoting, and what a great book it is. Yeah. I mean, if most people knew what was going on with this country, yeah, we have plenty of loons. Don't get me wrong. But there are enough sane people that are just brainwashed by media.
Yeah.
They really have no idea what's happening. It's too bad. By the way, speaking of this, did you see the latest Daily Wire story on the internal documents from our intelligence community about DEI and problematic phrases?
No.
You can't make this stuff up, dude.
Problematic phrases.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, David, we talked about this the other day. You had it where cross-dressing makes a dude a better intelligence officer was part of this.
Right.
Stuff that the Daily Wire got hold of.
Because what, the disguise?
No, it wasn't the disguise. No. Not that I'm better able to disguise myself. It wasn't so much that. The person was saying, now I can relate to women better.
Yeah. I know,
but you're not a woman.
I know what it means to be a woman because I wear high heels and a bra.
God.
That was actually his argument.
It was.
I mean, how can women stand for that?
Well, now, the intelligence community said they needed to focus on changing terminology related to counterterrorism because words matter. So in this piece from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, it said disentangling Islam from words and phrases used to discuss terrorism and extreme violence, okay, is very important. We need to remove certain phrases to identify international terrorism threats that are hurtful to Muslim Americans. So we got to stop using some words, okay?
Okay.
like radical Islamists, Sunni Shia extremism, Islamic extremism, jihadist, and Salafi jihadist. It could be very hurtful.
Some of those terms are what the extremists themselves call themselves.
Yes, but that's because they've dealt with racism so long, David.
Right.
I'm just making crap up. Yeah, I'm sitting here going, okay, what words do you want to use then? I'm not sure. This is when I really feel like my ADD goes off the rails. I read this piece and I still don't understand it. Like, what are you supposed to use then? It goes on to say next that the article is part of the newsletter created by the Intelligence Community DEI office and sent out to personnel. This is through the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, DHS, DOJ, as well as intelligence components within each branch of the military, right? By the way, Tom Cotton said this is just another example of the jacked up priorities of the Biden administration. Representative Mike Waltz from Florida, who is a Green Beret, said this is totally insane. It's a return to the same Obama administration head-in-the-sand approach to Islamic extremism that led to Obama calling ISIS the JV team, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And it also mentions, yeah, this was published just a few months after the Hamas attacks in Israel. But the DEI office took guidance from the Muslim community when considering alternative terms. And it says, we took great efforts to engage with the Muslim community, academics, and members of our constituency across the country. Okay. In July 2023, we invited a renowned Islamic scholar, Shaikh Hazma Youssef of Zaytuna College, to speak. And then it went on to pull from Islamic history to provide intelligence personnel with an alternative term to use describing Islamic terrorists. And then it says the term Khawarij. That would be Khawarij.
Oh, wow.
Well, if David's shaking his head, we're no doomed. Means outsiders and references of a group of individuals in Islamic history who rebelled against Ali ibn Abi Talib, one of the rightly guided caliphs after the Prophet Muhammad's passing, says. This is in the story. And it says, we're asking employees to spread awareness about the concern of the terminology we are seeing it and utilize the substitute terms recommended. But I don't understand what other terms we're supposed to use. The examples it says really have nothing to do with Islam, as far as I can tell. Like, examples of removing biased language. Instead of, I've been blacklisted from this event, try saying, I've been banned or excluded. Why? Because blacklisted implies black is bad and white is good.
Okay.
All right. I'm not making it up.
All right.
Don't you dare call it a black tie event, okay?
Okay, you know what? If we could play a little game here, not an official game, but I bet you're going to know why they're asking these terms to be changed, David. Scott, I'm guessing you will not know. Just a guess.
No, probably not, no.
You make multitasking seem like a cakewalk. Try saying like an easy task. Why? Why remove cakewalk?
Yeah, why?
You don't know why.
No, why would I?
Do you know, David?
Didn't it have something to do? What, isn't there some claim out there that that had something to do with, like, slavery or the Confederacy?
Ding, ding, ding. Cakewalk refers to a dance performed by slaves for slave owners, right, on plantation grounds. The winner received a cake. Okay, I just remember, like, fundraisers in elementary school when I was a kid.
Where cakewalk.
And, yeah, it was like musical chairs sort of thing.
Yes.
Anyway. No more cakewalk. It's hateful. Next up, we will have a brown bag session on our team. No. We will have a lunch and, what is it, Liam session? Whatever that is. You know why brown bag is bad?
I'm guessing because of the brown, color of skin, brown.
Yeah.
And if you're a woman, brown bag is...
Yeah, refers to the brown bag test practice that in the 20th century within the African-American community. The comparison between an individual's skin tone to the color of the paper bag was used to gain or deny entry into public spaces.
But nobody refers to brown bagging it like that. Talking about a, well, A brown
well, that's
bag.
What you,
put your
that's
lunch
what you say, racist.
Right.
You and your privilege. Next up, we were grandfathered into the old retirement system.
No!
We were included in the old retirement system. Grandfathered, no good. Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
It's about slaves and the defendant or the descendants of slaves, right?
Grandfather clause was a statutory and constitutional clause enacted by seven states from 1895 to 1910 that denied suffrage to American or African Americans, preventing them from the right to vote prior to 1866. I'd never heard that.
Well, what do you call a person whose son has a child, and what do the children call him?
Pappy.
Not,
I don't know.
Not grandfather anymore?
No.
That's my grandfather. What?
Let's do a sanity check before our leadership brief.
No,
let's do a double check. You can't say that.
Yeah, because that would be, I mean, look, that is othering people suffering from mental illness.
Yes. Go ahead and say it, Scott.
You?
That's what you tell me all the time.
Well, you do suffer from mental illness, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
So... Stop saying sanity check if I'm running a few minutes late.
Okay.
Okay, it's hurtful to me.
Okay.
As a...
I'll just say, low on meds?
This is the intelligence community, man. This is what they're spending time on. We're freaking doomed.
We're doomed. Yeah.
Yeah, we need help fast. Need some changes pronto. French officials released a report. David has this. You're going to love it. Straight ahead.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, Steve Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, French officials did what?
French officials put out this report on transgender procedures for kids. And now French senators are trying to pass a law that restricts that type of medical intervention for minors. There is a long investigation, and it's been made public now. This was in the European Conservative. The French senators are alarmed by what has been described as one of the greatest ethical scandals in the history of medicine, namely sex reassignment in minors made possible by the administration of puberty blockers and surgery. So the French government body that's responsible for regulating health policies is actually working on this issue now, because, I mean, you just saw what happened just a few weeks ago in the UK, where the NHS, the national healthcare system, stopped providing this because of lawsuits, because of more and more and more evidence that common sense should have ruled the day, because common sense would have told you it is absolutely insane to give 12-year-olds so-called puberty blockers, which generally are like cancer drugs or whatever, that they're you're counting on the side effects.
Okay. Every time we see a story like this, and I think of groups like the American Academy of Pediatrics, it's disgusting. Because, again, you're looking at confused kids, okay? And someone is supposed to protect them. And then you may have some parent that's been led astray, like, I don't even know how to deal with this. And someone is telling them the best thing you can do is go down this road of puberty blockers and possibly surgery. Because you don't want a dead kid. They'll kill themselves if you don't go this route. Yeah. How many times that's happened? It is, man. It's so freaking evil.
The head of the child psychiatry department at a major hospital in Paris said that 16% of the patients who were minors were under the age of 12.
Oh, my goodness. Think about when you were 12 years old.
Well, when I was 12, it was, I'm going to be a professional skateboarder or nothing.
Yeah. Rock star NBA player.
I'm going to pitch in the major leagues. Yeah. Had it all mapped out. Yep.
But again, man, this is why you prevent kids from doing a number of different things. But this one thing, we're told. Seriously, yeah. Man, I hope everybody that's been a part of this gets what's coming.
Tell them that God's going to cut them down. Tell them that God's going to cut them down.
Yeah. And Johnny will show up out of nowhere. Those people. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Yes, you did. You knew. You knew. You had the information. And either you benefited financially or you were a coward. Either way, you're done. Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today, David?
Biggest story of the day is that it wasn't the biggest story of today, and that was a recap of the Tony Bobulinski hearing yesterday, a longtime business associate of Hunter Biden who's laying out that Joe Biden was for sale, and Hunter Biden was the salesman.
Yes, and the entire family benefited from it, including Joe. Well, there's no proof based on no proof. It's there. There's the receipts. There's the evidence. But we actually had a media that would not pay attention to the story.
Yeah.
Because they had to talk about elephants and such this morning, apparently. All right. We'll get an update on that. And we have the Robbins trifecta in just a few right here. Camp and Robin show. Jamie Markley, I'm the Gen Xer. The millennial, David Van Camp, the sexy boomer. Scott Robbins got the trifecta in a few. There's a federal judge nominee that wants to ban assault weapons, you say, David?
Yeah, Nancy Maldonado has been nominated to be a federal judge, and her hearing did not go all that well. See, years ago, when Illinois was doing their assault weapon ban thing, she actually signed off on a document and submitted it to, I believe it was the state Supreme Court in Illinois,
yeah,
in support of a ban on assault weapons, is what she had written in favor of. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana brought up a document she signed, again, in support of an assault weapons ban. So he asked her the obvious question, what is it that you want to ban?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's almost, like, mean.
Yeah.
to ask one of these people to define that, because they start squirming and searching, and it's...
Oh, it's great. It's epic.
So I am not a gun expert, and at the time, that brief, I think, was about 10 years...
Given the court advice about, say, ban assault weapons, what is... You told the court you were an expert. Just tell me what you wanted to ban.
Senator, sitting here today, as I said, I did not write that brief. I was local counsel.
Sign the brief.
I understand. At the time,
tell me what you wanted to ban. That's all I want to know, Judge.
I don't remember the exact definition of assault weapons in the ordinance that was at issue.
So you submitted a brief to an appellate brief. You signed it. And you don't know what, and you said abolish assault weapons, and you don't know what you wanted them to abolish?
Senator, at the time that I signed...
Oh, stop it. Just say it. I want you to ban the scary ones. The ones that look spooky.
Right.
Just say it.
Senator, at the time that I signed the brief, I read the brief, because our Supreme Court required someone, an Illinois bar member, to sign the brief. I was not responsible for researching the content.
See, most people in Illinois can't read, see? And I was the one there that could read, and so I did.
Well, you
and
signed it, though. You didn't
ridiculous.
Know what you were signing?
Wasn't my job to make sure that something was true.
Golly.
Or to define stuff. I
yeah, at least
put my
define
name
it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And John Kennedy knew damn good and well what she was going to say.
How does she not know that question's coming?
He knows she doesn't.
But how does she not figure she has to have an answer
for that? Oh, I don't
know,
because I think they just think they're going to breeze through these things.
Wow.
I don't know how many times this guy's got to catch them before they figure it out.
All right, David, what was the story, too, before we get to the trifecta, about the professor in San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. Let me pull this up real quick. This is, she's at Stanford, actually, Stanford University
okay.
professor. She was credited with inspiring San Francisco's failed experiment to get rid of eighth grade algebra on the basis of equity and racial justice.
Because it's hard?
Yeah. Well, she is now facing allegations of reckless disregard for accuracy in her work. An official academic complaint filed this week with Stanford's provost and dean of research. This is backed by a California-based group of math and science-focused professionals. They say that Professor Joe Bowler, the most prominent influence on California's K-12 math framework that nudges schools away from accelerated math pathways, has in 52 instances misrepresented supporting research that she has cited in her own work in order to support her conclusions. Including the notion that taking timed tests cause math anxiety, mixing students of different academic levels boosts achievement, and students have been found to perform better when teachers don't grade their work.
And could you just say that last part again?
Yeah, that's good.
Students have been found to perform better when teachers don't grade their work.
That Heck was, yeah, man. Yeah.
How do you know they're performing better?
Well, they just are.
Yeah. I knew that I was a great student until they graded it.
Yeah, then it wasn't so good.
What a slap in the face that was.
Boy, yeah. I know I was a great musician. It's not my fault no one wanted to listen to the music.
Let alone buy it.
Right.
They ran out of the club when you guys played. Holy mackerel. That's insanity.
By the way,
yeah.
You brought up Stanford. Did you see Biden's bracket that he filled out?
Mm-mm.
He had Stanford, S-T-A-N-D-F-O-R-D, Stanford.
I hadn't seen that yet.
And they pulled it down quickly and replaced it with the correct spelling. So Joe does fill out his own brackets, by the way.
Well,
that's one way you can tell.
And that's probably the way he would pronounce it.
Stanford.
All right, you ready for your three?
Yes.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' trifecta, helped by his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
A lot of basketball on, buddy. It's March Madness. Come on over.
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Believe me, I didn't want to go.
He always says that.
I'm ready.
First he says yes.
Three.
Number three, Jerry Nadler, Democrat representative, has the take of the day.
It is the take of the day. You know, they're doing these congressional hearings. They seem to go on forever. Every day there's some congressional hearing about something, right? So it's the Riley Gaines thing again, and they're talking about men competing against women in women's sports and how that is probably not a good thing.
Because she had to compete against the UPenn swimmer, and then it came out.
One, right?
Well, the guy is, hanging
full
in
tackle.
The locker room.
Yes.
Like, literally.
Well, Nadler wants you to know something about that, okay?
Okay.
Men do not compete in women's sports. Men do not compete in women's sports.
There you go. Men do not compete in women's sports.
He did. Thomas did.
Who wants to tell Captain Nads that? Is his belt around his neck and is cutting off oxygen to his brain?
Is this one of those things where he doesn't want to go into it to say the next sentence? Or what does he say after that? Does he say anything?
That's all I got.
So then does he explain it, that trans women are women? Is he going to go down that road?
That's where I think he's probably going to go.
Oh, yeah. Please. Okay.
That they're not really men. They're women, because they say they are.
Because it's a feeling, though.
Okay. He just gets
It's not following the science. It's not
dumber
biology.
By the day, doesn't he? Holy cow.
He's the poster child, man.
I know he is.
Why people hate politicians. He's just one of many.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, Mother of the Year, Georgia woman has her kids steal for her.
Yeah, Union City, Georgia. Mom of the Year, Kenya Butler. Yeah. Allegedly instructed her 7-year-old daughter to steal an unattended purse in a restaurant called the Juicy Crab.
Mm. It was a real steal.
Yeah, it was. After the theft, her children and an unarmed male accomplice skipped out on a $500 tab, as well as the purse. So anyway, after the story aired in the media, people were able to identify this woman as the offender in the case. She's been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and by taking both misdemeanors, police confirmed to Fox News that her 7-year-old daughter, by the way, is not in any trouble whatsoever. She will not be held accountable for the instructions of her stupid mother.
Man, oh man.
Bad girls.
By the way, how are you in a place called the Juicy Crab? You, one dude, and your 7-year-old daughter run up a tab of $500?
Man, that's a lot of surf and turf and a lot of boozing, it sounds like. How else do you rack that up?
Daddy.
Wow, man.
And the countdown continues.
I really don't know. But
Scott Robbins, trifecta, the top three.
And finally, one.
Number one, a week-long drag queen camp for kids is about to start.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the obsession there. You mix your kids and drag and... It's gone on to an extreme now. Museum of Pop Culture in Seattle appears to be the next to do this. They have a week-long drag camp that will mix explicitly sexualized performances and education with children as young as 12.
Okay.
Yeah. The camp will teach kids how to be drag queen performers. It's being taught by the drag queens themselves.
I'm sure no pedos will be there.
No. The museum receives government funding, by the way, too. That's what your tax dollars are going for right there. And if something goes wrong, who do you blame? Parents' fault, I guess. You let your kids go to this? Seriously? Do you?
Where are we, man? I mean,
right here.
It
That's
seems
exactly
like there's been
are.
Like 100 of these types of stories today.
And there you have it.
I know. We do have a preponderance of them, don't we?
Gosh dang, man. It's crazy. All right. I'm going to lighten it. All right. Even though this is, it may make you a little sad, I think it's actually going to be fun.
Okay.
I saw this earlier this week, and, it was one of those things online that people miss about being a kid. Okay? And I can honestly say, I think we'd all say this to some degree, because it's not easy growing up right now after the story you just gave.
No.
That you're kind of glad you grew up when you did.
Yeah.
But people talk about, what do you miss about being a kid? You know what's number one?
Not paying bills.
Not paying for anything.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet. There are adults I know that live like that still, but.
I guess there is.
Yeah.
I just never think of it that way.
Pay for anything themselves, no.
Well, yeah, your knees and back not aching constantly. That's something.
Yeah.
Is there anything that comes to your mind? Shout it out if you are thinking of something. Summer break was huge.
Beautiful.
Man, did I love summer break as a kid.
Beautiful.
It was always sad when you had to go back to school.
It lasted about 3 days, it seemed.
It did.
Yep.
But it was longer when you were a kid, and I was not too far behind you, Scott, than it is now. And you go to school longer, and then you're back like middle of August.
Yeah, but sandwiched in that was my dad's vacation.
Oh, that was not fun for you.
No, it was up at 6.
Oh, sorry.
Putting on roofs and painting houses, and I was being screamed at. Yeah, that was fun. Good times.
See, I liked it when Dad was on vacation. Oh, that's sad. Yeah.
At least your dad was around during summer
break. Oh, God. See, here we go.
David, see, always brings it into perspective, doesn't he?
Huh? Saying, I
wish my dad would have been around to yell at me and put a roof on. Yeah.
Somebody said not knowing how insane the world really is. Or at least you didn't have to worry about it because the adults were in charge.
Yeah, you didn't really have to worry about it.
Most of the time, your evenings and weekends were wide open.
Yeah, perfect. All your days, usually.
Yes. People weren't in constant contact with you. People were talking about that.
Yeah.
The phones and everything else.
Right.
It was pretty carefree that way. And did you have grandparents that would spoil you like crazy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, your grandpa yelled at you fishing, David. Yeah, we can't do any of this.
He liked to drink a little bit.
Well, someone else said being oblivious to how dysfunctional your family was, but not so much for you, David.
I kind of knew that.
Yeah.
I think you are kind of oblivious to it, though. I mean, you just think everybody's just like that.
But not David.
Not David, no. David was the one that stood out.
My mom told me this story a few years ago where when I was a little kid and my folks were still together and we were at her parents' house. My grandpa was a lawyer on that side. Good man. Very, very good man. And apparently she walked in just outside the kitchen as I'm sitting there eating breakfast. And I was old enough to talk. I was probably 4-ish.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And he's asking me questions.
Yeah.
Because he's a lawyer. And he's like, so would you say that they fight a lot? And my mom remembers this as something kind of funny, as 4-year-old little David says, because I didn't know to ask for my own lawyer during this interrogation.
Yeah.
No, it's more the silent treatment, is what I had said.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just get quiet. And that's when mom was like, all right, I'm breaking this up.
Yeah. Hold in that resentment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much for trying to turn that frown upside down. Yep, I tried.
Tomorrow I'll tell you about the story about how my other grandfather shot the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Well, I did have a grandpa that twisted one neck off, but it wasn't around Easter time. It was just time for dinner. Anyway, good times.
Oh, man.
Okay, we got to get to another news update. And also, Nimrod's in the news. Seriously, a mover stole some toys from a couple you'll want to hear about coming up.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Hey,
nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Camp and Robin show. Well, we've seen the economy. I mean, we all live it, so you don't believe the BS on TV. If you're running your own business, you know right now it's the hardest it's been in a long time.
Yeah, and things like closing the books or just taking your eye off the ball, trying to survive in times like these. So you can simplify all of that with NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, that's pretty darn simple to do, too. You don't have to worry too much about it. NetSuite from Oracle is the place. Everything you need to grow your business, all there.
And it's a customized solution for all of your key performance indicators.
It's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins.
You got it all together there. Makes it much easier to make good decisions for the future.
And you know something about making good decisions.
Me?
Constantly.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it's credible, and I take your word for that.
Look who's talking.
Right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen for you.
Download their popular KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR and get your own KPI checklist.
All right. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, I'm still developing right now at the border. A small riot has broken out at a section of the border fence in El Paso. Looks like a few dozen migrants. Jenny Terra actually is there saying that it's hundreds. It looks like a few dozen, but she's with the New York Post. They're rushing the border fence right now. They're tired of having to stay in Mexico.
Okay. Oh. More on that later. We got to get the Nimrods rolling.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
And I want my Biden t-shirt. Now! All right, Nimrods in the News. We start in Georgia. Dude's upset because he said someone in a moving company swiped sex dominoes belonging to him and his significant other. And an iPad is also gone. A couple of things.
Sex dominoes?
Yeah, you're not familiar with those?
I don't think so.
Okay, we looked it up. It's a set of 28 dominoes with 14 sexually stimulating rewards. Meant to play with two people.
Got it.
Okay. He really liked the dominoes. Where are they? They stole it. He called the cops to report it. I want my dominoes back, and I want it now. And my Biden shirt. And that's Nimrod to the News.